1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. Thank you for starting your day off with me. As always, it's going to be a good day ahead of us. Man, the other day I was talking about how the Lila Arboretum has canceled Lollapalooza, and I asked people to share their memories of Lollapalooza on the 1077 RKR app and WRKR on our Facebook. And man, I got blown up. Like, there were so many people who were a part of Lollapalooza. And it's, you know, it's a shame because they said basically it's because of funding and, you know, volunteering. It's just, it's a lot to put on a festival. And it's just super unfortunate that they're not going to be carrying it any, you know, any longer for the foreseeable future. They said that it's shutting down this year. 16 years is really impressive, though. Like, you got to tip your hat to the people who organized this. And people shared their memories about hot air ballooning. Like, it's super unfortunate that we're going to lose this. But also, people shared photos. So if you've got photos of the Lollapalooza, make sure to check out our Facebook, 1077 RKR. Share your memories and share your photos as well, because it's super unfortunate, but maybe we can get it somehow get it back next year. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We had a big announcement that was made a couple of days ago from Horrox. They got this massive shipment in three different boxes, and people were like, man, what's this going to be? Some people thought it was going to be like a new pizza oven. Somebody thought it was like three massive big wheels of cheese. Unfortunately, that is not it. But they did announce that they're going to be roasting their premium coffee in-house. So they got their own roasters. These things look amazing. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we got a link to check this video out. They've got this massive new roaster set up that looks super good. They're going to be roasting their own beans in-house. So they could be opening up somewhat of a cafe. I mean, they've got that lunch area where they serve beer and everything. But now that they're going to have their own in-house roasted beans, they might even open up some kind of cafe. So we'll have to keep an eye on what their plans are. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1957, one of the most amazing guitarists in the heavy metal world, Adrian Smith was born. Adrian Smith joined Iron Maiden in 1981 and helped shape that Iron Maiden new album sound of the 80s. He stayed with the band until 1988, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, and would return 11 years later to jump back on Brave New World. And he's been shredding it ever since. If you've never listened to the beginning of the new Iron Maiden, Brave New World, you need to have this album. Grab a copy, give it a spin as we celebrate Adrian Smith's birthday. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I'm looking forward to getting out there and just hitting the freaking road this summer and just enjoying Michigan's beauty as I get to do every summer. I always love going out to like Lake Michigan and trying to like hit up small towns I haven't been to before. And there's one campground in Michigan that's been listed as the best in the nation from Camp Spot Awards. They just awarded Wego Beach Campground in Bridgman the top honor and what they described as the perfect setting to relish all of the beauty Lake Michigan has to offer. The 1077 RKR app has kind of a feature on the Wego Beach. If you've ever been there, hit me up at 978-1077 or tell me some of your favorite campgrounds, because there's a couple other ones that they point out. Gladwin City in Gladwin, Munising, and Willow Shores in Union. But I know there's a lot of campgrounds out there, so hit me up. Let me know where the go-to spot is this summer. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We were talking yesterday about the Fazoli's that is now turning into a custard and steak burger shop. Well, Richland has kind of been buzzing because there's rumor that the old Stagecoach Inn property could get turned into a new ice cream shop. That's the Stagecoach Inn off M59 and M43. There's a local Facebook group. There's from Gall Lake area. There's discussion. And there seems to be some exciting things in store for Richland this summer. So there's a rumor that the Stagecoach Inn property, most recently home to the Belltower Lake House Living Company, has been sold. And it seems like they sold it to Moomers. Mooville, Nashville, Michigan's Mooville Ice Cream could be moving in, if you'll mind the pun there. Anyway, check it out on the app. I won't milk this for any more bad puns. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I am a fan of like the 90s, like gaudy Detroit sports memorabilia. Like I've got this Detroit Red Wings hat where it's got the black bill, the red cap, the big Red Wings logo. It's just very 90s looking, but you know, in the 2000s, it probably looked corny. Now it looks awesome. And recently, Jace from Josh and Jace, the two British dudes who were over here for over a month, this is the dude who did not get injured. He was thrifting in Manchester, and he walked into a retro clothing shop, and he found a Detroit Red Wings jacket, the Stanley Cup champions jacket, no doubt, with like numbers down the side of the arms and the years that they won the Stanley Cup, like even up to the most recent in 2008. I can't believe that was 18 years ago. But this jacket looks freaking sweet. And now I'm super jealous of him for locating it. You check the picture out on the 107.7 RKR app. What are some insane finds that you've had at thrift stores? Hit me up at 978-1077. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. It is Friday, which means we're getting our weekend started just a little bit early. In about 25 minutes, Jake from Presidential Brewing Company is going to pop into the studio, and we ain't drinking pop. No, we're drinking beer. First beer of the weekend. We're going to see what they've got coming up this week, learn a little bit about the brew, and we're going to give you a sweet $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. So hang out with us for first beer of the weekend coming up in about 20 minutes or so on 107.7 RKR.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Oh, yeah! A packed house today. It must be Friday and time for first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. Oh, and you had even the little foam blast out of there. There we go. Jake, well, welcome back to the studio, brother.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here on a Friday, and apparently it's going to be 50 today. So,
yes.
I don't know if you've heard.
Beautiful weather. And as you can tell, it's a sold-out audience here. We've got Jamie, Jess, Joanne, we got Robin, we got Greg in the building, and we have got delicious foamy beer that's currently being poured into glasses. And man, Jake just having a hard time catching
up. Well, it's the distribution system is it leaves something to be desired. You know, we so today I brought with us four packs of, it's called Poke the Bear. This is a new golden ale that we released back in October. And super, super excited about this beer. What's cool about this, this golden ale was kind of something that we dreamed up over the summer last year, and we wanted to get this beer out there. We released it in October, and it immediately became our top two seller basically the whole rest of the year.
Man.
So all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, this beer was one of our most significant beers. And we said, why didn't we do this 6 years ago? but this beer is a lot of fun. It's a golden ale. So it's a really simple drinker. One of the things that we've come to learn is there's a lot of people that really love craft beer, but there's a lot of people that really aren't sure about the exotic flavors you can get in craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is more on the tame side. This is the mild side of what craft beer can be. And it kind of serves as a gateway beer, if you will. And gets people like into the craft space without feeling like they're getting way too crazy with the flavor profile. So, let's drink.
Cheers.
Let's try
Cheers.
It out.
Yes.
Happy Friday. Woo.
Happy Friday indeed.
Man, that is great.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's a perfect beer for somebody who's not a big craft beer drinker. It's like a gateway into the craft beer world. And for me, it's just a gateway into getting drunk.
This beer could do it. So one of the things that's kind of fun about this one is it really carries a big malt profile.
Yes.
Heavy focus on the malt, not the hops. That's one of the things that kind of turns a lot of people off about craft beer is hoppiness. But this one's really driven by the malt. And this beer specifically, we use a malt called Golden Promise, which kind of carries some bready characteristics. Yeah. There's a little bit of almost a fruit kind of hanging out in the background there.
I was going to say, it's one of those beers where, for me at least, it gives us little subtle taste of banana almost. And that, I think, is those malts coming through. And that's my favorite kind of tasting ale.
Yeah, it's a fun one. So Poke the Bear, like I said, this immediately became our number two seller. And we're just like, okay, how did this happen? So we didn't know it was going to be that popular, and we didn't start with cans. And after we saw how much people loved it, Kaylee decided to make a can label for it. So I brought the can labels in today just because she's ridiculous. And it's basically James K. Polk, who was the president during the gold rush, wearing a bear costume.
It's giving a bit of Midsummer, if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Kaylee said something about Taylor Swift. I don't know. Yeah. I never know with that woman. But yeah, so we've got this beer in cans now too, which is really cool. It's kind of a fun addition to this brand for us.
I was just getting poked by, like, I was the Pillsbury Doughboy or something.
Jamie, control yourself.
Happy Friday. Yes, it's Friday. So I think we're getting a little unhinged here. What's going on this week at Presidential?
Oh man, we are in tame season right now. We just got out of a bunch of crazy, but we are closing out this week. Between today and tomorrow and Sunday, these are your last chances to join the Electoral College Mug Club this year. Otherwise, you're going to ask me about it in July, and I'm going to tell you have to wait until February, and you're going to be mad at me about it. So if you want to join the Mug Club, if you want to get a bunch of sweet discounts, it's $1 off every pour of beer in the tap room, 10% off your food, 15% off merch, and we got some pretty sweet exclusive events throughout the year. This is the weekend to do it. You got to go to presidentialbrewing.com/shop, and you will see that Electoral College Mug Club there. Click on the link, check it out. I think that you belong in our club.
Well, and that's a crucial thing, too. Even if you're not a regular Presidential, you want to get over there and experience it, because you will become a regular, and that's when you're going to want to get in on that Mug Club so you can just end up saving money.
That's
and
right.
You're going to get 50% off your first pour tonight of Poke the Bear, right?
That's exactly how that works. So come out and get half off your first draft pour of Poke the Bear, because that's what we talked about on the radio today.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to get hooked up with a $20 gift certificate to get Presidential Brewing Company as we deliciously guzzle down this Poke the Bear, the first beer of the weekend.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Poke him again.
Rawr.